super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Okay, we are here at the Grindhouse, and you know, we like to do a little different stuff here, so we have a WSU superstar here. Cindy.
Yes.
It's Pete. How you doing?
Hey, good.
You ready to rock and roll tonight?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we were going to talk about your retirement match with Allison Danger at the Uncensored Rumble, but I got a little surprise. I got some friends here for you, so girls.
Hello.
It's Missy, Jana, Janelle, and Mama Chooch.
Sweet.
Yep. We wanted a little something special for your retirement, and I figured this was the best way to get some of your good friends on to say some good things. So this ain't about me, girl, so start saying some good shit.
You know,
wait, we gotta be a friend.
You know, weekend isn't good enough. You have to get me on Thursday night too.
I have to be nice. Why do I have to be nice?
Wait. We have to be Cindy's friend talk on this.
Oh man. Oh shit, we're in trouble.
Kidding, love you.
I have to honestly say, you know what's funny? Do you know what's funny? Is I actually met Cindy Rogers. The first time I physically met Cindy Rogers was at Chris Candido's wedding when she came in with Janelle. And they sat behind us at church. Remember?
Well, it was the funeral, though. Not the
funeral,
wedding.
Sweetie. Funeral.
Yeah, but we were outside talking afterwards.
In the kind of thing you're going, Chris Candido's wedding. Chris had a wedding?
Oh, did I say wedding?
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking. I'm like, I don't remember wedding.
Listen, guys, I'm so sorry. I've been putting like 70 hours a week in with the freaking firm. I meant to say Chris Candido's funeral. We were sitting in a church, and Janelle came out with her hoochie dress, and Cindy came in with her black and red striped sweater and black pants and boots. You know, and they sat behind Artie and I. And Artie goes, hey, isn't that Cindy Rogers? And I looked, and I went, yep. And he's like, and it's Little Feather. And I went, yep, in a dress. He goes, where's our feathers? I go, out in the car. I don't know. Chris Candido's wedding. Oh, I'm such a blonde. Tommy only wished. Anyway.
Well, I can tell you when I first met Cindy, which is hilarious.
Okay.
No, this is Little Feather, guys. Okay. First time I met Cindy Rogers is I was brand new. And we were working at WXW, and Cindy was really, really super shy. She was only about 40 then. And 40 years old then, Cindy? You were pretty young. I'm sorry, but yeah, Cindy was there, and we were all, you know, we were all pretty young. And it was just hilarious, because Cindy was the most quiet person I ever met, and now you can't shut her up. And I love you, Cindy. And she's been, like, 99% of my matches, like, well, no, probably, like, 50. And then 49 is Alicia, and then the 1% is like the rest of you guys.
Oh, my God, I know. Remember when we all traveled? Missy, do you remember we all went to North Carolina just for Cindy to wrestle Janelle and roll around in the ring like a ball?
Again?
Yeah.
Here's a great memory of Cindy Rogers, and it's my favorite memory ever. Well, not ever, but in wrestling. We were down south, and the girls weren't showing up, so we were told to just wrestle as long as we wanted. So we stole every single old finisher in the WWE. Allison Danger gave me like the Garvin stomp, and yeah, we had our ass kicked into his layers. So we decided to beat up Cindy Rogers. Somebody kicked her really hard in a very sensitive spot, and she was on the ground.
It was probably you.
You know,
that was probably you.
Stone Cold Stunner. No, it wasn't me. I gave her the Stone Cold Stunner, and that's where Pepsi on her.
I know, I'm on the match is over, I'm on the outside of the ring, and all of a sudden I just feel this soda going all over me.
Who did it?
Little Feather. She was dumping soda off from the inside of the ring out on me on the apron.
What was the first word Cindy Rogers story?
No, Missy, I want to hear how you and Cindy met, because after all these years of being friends with all you choo-choos, I never heard how you two met.
Okay, when they publish this radio show, go back and listen to How She Met Janelle.
It's the same thing. It was WXW. Cindy was real quiet and shy. Quiet and shy people freak me out. I don't think it's a normal personality trait. So I had to, you know, make her be loud and obnoxious, and now I can't get her to stop.
Jana, how did you meet her? Jana, how did you meet Cindy Rogers?
You know what? My story is so completely different. It was December 2004 at Sciota for WXW.
It was Sciota, WXW. Sorry. WXW too.
That was my first time wrestling as a heel. I wrestled the Lair. And my friend Shayla wrestled Cindy.
I remember exactly
what happened.
Wow, so, wait a minute. So we got three WXWs and a funeral.
Yeah. Sounds like a bad movie.
Different. the first time I saw Amy, though, I didn't actually meet her that night, but I was down in Dover, Delaware, and I was watching Little Feather. She was in a match, and my first experience with Amy was cutting a promo. In the ring. I didn't meet her that night, but I saw the promo.
Oh, okay, I remember that. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing the show when I went to the snow.
Oh, that's the night I whipped out a tampon, I think. Was it? No, I don't know. I curse so much.
But because there was only one time you whipped out a tampon?
Only one time in my entire career I whipped out a tampon, and I pretended it was bloody and put it in I can't remember.
Well, no, Amy, you and I actually did that one other time.
Did we? What did we do?
We left it in the staircase.
That was a Mackie pad, and it had wings.
Yep, and then one of the guys got busted open during the match, so he was a real trooper. He let us pat him down with the pad, so it got all bloody.
Oh.
And we left it in the staircase.
We left it on Roger's staircase, and Roger slipped down. It was great. Okay, Missy, your least favorite Cindy Rogers story.
Okay, my least favorite Cindy Rogers story.
Really?
Yeah, shut up, Janelle. This is my story, and I'll tell
Janelle,
it.
Yeah, Janelle, don't feel the
heat. As a matter of fact, Janelle, I gotta think. I think, no. Janelle might have been in this match, I'm not even sure. But anyway, it was WXW in Fernwood. And it had been the six-person tag match. It was Mercedes, Cindy, and I want to say Alicia. Yeah, Janelle, you were in the
match. I have the match on tape. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Against me, Janelle, and the blonde girl. I won't get any more.
Talia.
Shut up! My story! I don't want to give press to certain people. We don't, you know, whatever. There was another person in the match. Doesn't matter.
Okay, sorry.
He had eyebrows, too.
So, if you guys ever noticed, anytime in the later half of our careers, anytime I wrestled Cindy, I would always have to wear a elbow pad on my right elbow, which, by the way, is Cindy's elbow pad. This is why. Because I have a reputation for throwing a pretty stiff forearm. And I went to forearm Cindy and thought I hit her in the proper spot, but apparently caught her across the bridge of her nose and knocked her out on her feet. Her eyes were open, the lights were on, when the goddamn person home. My least favorite Rocky Rogers story. Oh, yeah! I choked her for a minute, I picked her up on the rope. She had one spot until she got to tag out. And so I whipped her off the ropes, I said, duck one, tag out. And she did.
I thought you were going to tell the one down when we did that tournament, and I busted your thong.
No, I saw my favorite thong, and I sold that thong for $50.
Oh my god, you're trash.
My
least favorite Cindy Rogers story was me, this girl, Missy Pankos, Missy Sampson, and Cindy Rogers all in a car going up to Sheldon Goldberg's WWW, where Beauty Kicks Booty show. We go up the night before, which is a Saturday. We stop at the Christmas tree shop. This bitch buys so much shit, she takes up the spots of her bags and the back seat, and she drives around with some big old, it's either a duck or a bunny. I don't remember what it was, but Missy Sampson, poor Missy, has Cindy's crap all over her lap. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, do you remember? Because you said, oh, look at that guy. He's cute. And I went, ah, wash your fucking hair.
Yes. Okay, well, since Mimi was talking about a wedding, I'm going to talk about a real wedding. My least favorite Cindy Rogers moment, I brought her as a date to a wedding, and she would not wear a dress for me.
That was Amy's wedding.
She wore pants.
That was Amy's wedding.
No, it wasn't Amy's. It was Brandy's wedding.
I figured I didn't have to wear a dress. I wasn't actually in the wedding. So.
She was supposed to be like my hot date, you know, because I look at my chick, right? And, you know, she...
She showed up wearing her banger attire.
Wait, we gotta let Jana talk. Jana, do you have any I hate Cindy Rogers moments?
I've never had hate Cindy Rogers moment.
You're a liar. When she cost you the tag belt, you called her a bitch. No, I'm only kidding.
Actually, I think the most stressful Cindy Rogers and ball story was the day... we had the show, and remember, it was it December where you had to come in late, came in through the back, and you, as soon as you walked in, I was like, we have to go out now.
Yep.
And then you were like, okay, so you put on some makeup, you put on your jacket, we went out, and then we were like, okay, now you have to stay out here. Then you had to come back. Then we had to go back out, and then we had to do another thing, and then we had to go back.
I know, I get there, and they're like, all right, they're getting ready to hit our music. I'm like, what? What am I supposed to be doing?
Who's this for?
It was one of the WSU NWS shows. This wasn't that long ago either.
That's what they get, Missy, working with amateurs.
here's my issue with that story. If I showed up and had enough time to just get dressed, and the promoter looked at me and said, you have to go out now, but you have to work Jana, I'd be like, all right.
I don't have to call anything.
Okay.
Luckily, I was only accompanying her to the ring, so...
And you put makeup on? Are you for real? Oh, my God.
Me and Jana have gone to the ring with nothing cold. And let the ref call our spots.
There you go.
Or let the boobs fall out and hit them. You know, with the
everybody to know that I want you all to know that every time I wrestled Cindy Rogers and I went to grab her tights, I don't know if she didn't have proper underwear on or nothing, but it was always a full moon in the ring with Cindy Rogers because her bare ass was showing. And I have to admit, you had no pimples on your ass either, and that was the hot weather, too, down in Delaware. I was very kind to her.
I have to say, the only time I've ever had a wardrobe malfunction was when I was in the ring with you.
I'm serious. I would say to her, go up there, I'll pull you down by the tights. Next thing you know, her ass is hanging out. And I'm like, okay now, just don't fart in my face and give me freckles.
I have to say that, I can proudly say that I have mooned the ECW arena.
Yes, you mooned me in Delaware at a family 4th of July function. And then she mooned me at PW because Wally got an eye full, and even Wally went, wow, it's Beaver. All right, that was funny. Don't laugh. So. Yes, I have traveled. Missy has traveled, and Janelle has traveled many, and Jana, and many, many times with Cindy Rogers. And we can all say her wardrobe consisted of black boots, black knee pads 90% of the time, or her red ones, her black spandex, a little sports top, and then her leather coat and her funky-smelling cargo net, little fishnet, little porno wannabe gloves. Cindy, you ever wash them?
Yes, all the time.
Missy, am I right? Do they not stink?
I don't know. She's never smacked me in the face. What did you do wrong?
I know. I'm serious. She pulled it out of the bag, and I said, who the hell shit in that bag? She goes, oh, dude, on my bed, they stink. I'm like, stink? They smell like dirty ass.
Well, with those, they only get a couple of wears, and then they start tearing, so I have to get new ones.
Amy, more proof that you're a freak, sniffing our freaking tag partner's bag gear out of her bag.
I did not. She opened it up, and the aroma filled the room, because everyone looked at me, and I go, I didn't fart at Cindy's bag.
Every match, Cindy used to be like, I'm sorry, and she'd like throw like her knee pads and like your face and stuff, just to be smart.
I know, they still...
Gross. I never got this. I don't know
Thank you.
Either,
is this a tribute show or a roast?
I was about to say, just for the record, I do wash my gear, just for the record.
Cindy, MES does not mean forget the soap, okay?
No, we all love Cindy. Cindy's a, one of the, probably the most real people I've ever met in wrestling that has always, if she has your back, she has your back. She doesn't become somebody big and changes their mind and doesn't know you anymore. You know, Cindy will always...
Quit kissing her ass. She already paid for the cabin this weekend.
Oh, I know. You know,
Sin. Sin.
I just might, you know, not wear clothes.
Cindy. Uh-huh. I got one word for you. Wow.
All right, Bojangles.
So Janet. All right, if you could sum it up in a few words, how would you describe Cindy Rogers?
Funny.
She said
funny.
A few words, not one word.
You got to freaking talk here. It's a tribute show.
I know. I'm going to talk. I swear.
I'm so shy like Cindy Rogers.
The definition of technician.
That's right.
So, Janet, if somebody said to you, Janet, somebody said, I've heard of this girl, Cindy Rogers. Describe her to me. It doesn't have to be physical, but, you know, like her character and all that other stuff. Like, your impression of Cindy Rogers.
She's funny. She's smart. She has an extremely large wealth of knowledge when it comes to wrestling. She's fun. I mean, there's really, you know, I've had so much fun working with Cindy, either in the ring with her or against her. It's just, I've always, whenever someone says, you have to wrestle Cindy Rogers, I'm like, cool. I'm good with that.
Janice, did you ever have to travel in a car with her?
I've never had the chance to travel with Cindy.
Be grateful. She's the only girl I know in the business that brings two pair of boots and never wears the one fucking pair. They're so brand new.
I wore her new ones. She didn't.
Amy? Yeah, she wore my new ones before I did.
Guys.
Oh, my God.
I want to get Destiny on the line. Todd, you want to call Destiny?
Because we need another person to get
her. Your Destiny.
See,
yeah, because I told her about Pam.
I figured the Little Feather's worst memory of me would have been when we traveled back with Debbie Sue from North Carolina, and her and I sang show tunes all the way home.
Oh, I thought you meant when you pulled over at the side of Children of the Corn and told me to get out. That might have been Missy, though.
Missy, do you remember the time you and Cindy went down to North Carolina Easter weekend, and I'm calling you guys to see how you've made out, and I'm sitting there eating Easter dinner, and you guys are like, yeah, we're getting ready to call our match, so we'll talk to you afterwards. Yeah, you guys were main event. Yeah, and then you guys were main event.
We wound up in some sort of buffet where they got me to eat like fat. Yeah, that cold.
Oh, that was so nasty. The little boy was eating it like it was candy.
Hello?
Oh yeah, it was nasty.
Hello, Destiny. It's 42nd Street Pete, and you're on with Jana and Missy and Aaliyah. And Amy, and our guest of honor, Cindy Rogers. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, hey, gal, what's going on?
Hi,
hello.
How's everybody doing? Hey, Cindy.
Good.
Hello.
So, Destiny, tell us your first time meeting Cindy Rogers.
My first time? Wow. Meeting Cindy Rogers, not having sex, wasn't a trick question. He acts like we hit her with the hard one.
Well, it was a long time ago. I've known Cindy for a very long time, and she's always been a sweetheart and an incredible worker.
You're lucky
I can remember yesterday.
it was probably at Cyberspace. I think when I met you the first time.
Okay. Okay, Cindy, that sounds right. Yeah, okay.
And
I was like,
okay. Hey, Missy, tell me if I hit this or not. I'm going to do a Cindy Rogers promo. This is Cindy Rogers, the definition of technician. And if you think you can't do it, you can't handle it. Just bring it. I am Cindy Rogers, the definition of technician. Pretty sum it up.
What do you think, Missy?
Mine aren't great, but they're not. It's not that bad.
She's not that unbearable to listen to in a promo.
But listen, doesn't she go like that? This is Cindy Rogers. She sounds like, this is Howard Cosell of Pro Wrestling. I'm here to cut a promo for you tonight.
Jesus Christ, Amy. She's got a fat ass, not an Adam's apple.
Hey, Cindy, I wish you were here.
Do you know why Cindy has such a large butt? Because she did a front bump and her boobs got pushed back.
Yeah, it went straight to my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I got deflated.
Destiny, you can jump in whenever you want. I lost control of this about 10 minutes ago.
And Jana. Poor Jana's barely talked.
I know, Jana.
All right, Jana, you're such a serious talker.
Wait, where's Jana?
I'm right here. Hi.
She's being Jana.
Jana, really.
The quiet one in the back.
I'm just enjoying all the beauty.
Guys, do you remember the first time I had the pajama party? We were all there. We got trapped. Oh, yeah, that's almost every year. Never mind. And we got the fireworks. Missy goes, that's right. We're going to Amy's house. We're getting drunk, eating fatty foods, and blowing up things, wearing our pajamas. But Cindy never wore pajamas. Janelle did. You did. I did. Cindy never did. She always wore sweatpants.
I always had to leave.
There's a good reason.
You know?
Guys, there's a good reason for this.
Why?
There's a good reason why Cindy was always wearing sweatpants. Because
why?
At your parties, when I would get extremely intoxicated, Cindy's job didn't become to take care of me. It became to watch my back from people stalking me in your home.
Hey, listen, I don't have stalkers. I may have had a fat guy with a bad toupee once or twice, but...
Oh. Amy, the first year at the party, I got trashed, and poor Cindy ended up having to try and move me from room to room to keep me away from somebody. We had to wake Janelle up really quick so that I didn't have to sleep next to anybody I didn't want to. It was like,
what?
You had to keep you away from. Wait.
Was I there?
Cindy have to keep you away from. Yeah, nobody in the business. Nobody anybody would know, but...
Yeah, I don't remember. I was there, wasn't I? Oh, yeah, it was my party.
It was your house.
Was I drunk?
Possibly. It was the year it was the year we had Jello shots.
Oh, I was trashed.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Yeah, this person followed her around like a puppy dog.
It was
all
bad.
Night long.
That was hilarious.
It was bad. But let me tell you something. Cindy Rogers is the only person I know that owns Elvis Presley socks. Enough said.
Oh, yes. Many pairs.
And a TCB necklace.
Yes.
Yes. I used to bust on Cindy. My husband would buy Cindy Elvis Presley gimmicks all the time. He would see him and say, oh, Cindy, you know, it's for Cindy and all. And I would always tease her. I go, Cindy, you know, like, Elvis, he always sings in his movie, you know, Elvis, we got to win this race. And Cindy would just sit there and be like, dude, that's so fucked up. But it's the truth, that Cindy. I watched a movie the other night with Elvis, and he sang more than he did anything. That's like my promos. I curse more than I talk, you know? Shit.
It's all right. Missy always likes to remind me that he died on the toilet.
we're the only country that makes a guy who died on a toilet doing drugs. His house is now like a national monument.
That is so shitty.
Only in America do we make a superstar and a monument out of a guy's house where he died on the toilet popping pills.
I think he had a peanut butter marshmallow sandwich in his hand when he went too. So.
Not a peanut butter
banana.
Yeah, well, how can you eat that shit,
like that?
Really?
Cindy bought a ticket to go on the Graceland tour and got pissed off they don't show the toilet.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So, Jana, how you doing?
This reminds me of another Cindy Rogers story. And Amy, I think you were there, where we went to a carnival, and you know how, like, they sometimes have those, like, circus sideshows?
Cafe Missy.
So we go, and they've got this, like, one long tent, and we go in, and, like, about halfway down, they've got a wax figure of what is supposed to be Elvis, like, in a glass coffin. Cindy got mad. She like walked right out. She got
yeah,
so
but that guy
off.
Didn't even look like I was messed up. Why'd you get mad, Cindy? I didn't understand that.
Cause
why? Come on, Cindy.
Nah.
Oh,
but
she stood and gawked at the miniature lady knitting something for at least a good 15 minutes.
What's that?
Remember the little person that was like in the little cart that was like knitting stuff? She was like the smallest woman ever or whatever. She was like knitting
something. Oh yeah, when we went down to the Delaware State Fair.
Gawked at her for 15 minutes.
Missy was getting so upset with me. We went on this ride, and I kept squishing into her every time it turned. And then I was saying like crazy shit for people to hear around her.
I'm out of this with y'all.
Yeah, but you know what? I remember that night because Cindy turned heel that night. There was a bunch of little kids on bumper cars, and she was stiffing them with the bumper cars with me and Missy. We kept banging into the kids and jarring them. It was great.
That was before Amy made us become child friendly.
That's right. We are, aren't we? You know what we did last? Listen to this, guys. Last year we went to my family's barbecue. It's on a 62-acre farm, and they blow up fireworks. It's something about my family. We drink booze, eat a lot of food, and blow up things. Anyway, we went to the barbecue last year, and these kids were playing kickball. And Cindy took the kickball. Remember, Missy? She went
and threw
it
in the tree.
Kickball. I threw it in the tree, and the kid gave us a finger, and the kid told me to go fuck myself.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was. Right, Missy?
Yeah.
Cindy Rogers.
Well, I gotta throw something out. Another shameless plug, but we are releasing the Best of the WSU DVD, and we had Jana and the Mysterious Mr. X on commentary, and she did a great job. So I just want to pump.
Who the fuck's Mr. X?
Way to go, Jana.
He's a very popular guy down at Tierra del Fuego. I flew him in personally for this thing.
You're retarded.
Hey, am I anywhere on this DVD?
Yes, I talk. Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Am I on that DVD anywhere?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, she is.
Is she?
If I'm not, then I'm gonna just
Larry,
start talking
on
talking everybody.
Yeah, Larry.
Which one? Yeah, you're right. Yes, you are on a DVD. Yeah, you're on with that whole big thing with the Kong thing when she tore the whole place apart and shit.
Am I on the DVD?
Yeah.
I better get a free fucking copy.
Of course, I'll autograph it for you.
I don't want you to autograph it. I'd like Jana's autograph on mine.
Me too.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Because she don't talk.
I don't talk.
Well, she does talk. She was great on this.
I got a question, Jana. How come you never made Cindy Rogers dance in the ring when you guys tagged up? She got
she
that big old booty.
Yeah. Heck no. We couldn't.
I didn't enjoy teasing her about it enough, so.
You're such a tease.
She always made me dance.
Yeah,
me too.
And I was
I
just the rest.
We're
going to
dance. We're
going to
dance on the 25th, Amy.
Who is?
You and me.
Oh, I'm going to get all sexy and shit and grind up on my husband. I'm going into bleachers and give him a lap dance, and I'm going to take his wallet. And then we all going to IHOP on Big Balls.
Lap dance your husband, we've all done that.
What's that?
It's a lap dance your husband, we've all done that.
Yep.
You know what? That's another story. On my wedding day, listen to this, Destiny and PD and Jana. Janelle and Cindy Rogers and Missy Sampson took my husband with Mercedes Martinez and Angel Orsini and Francine in the middle of my dance floor on my wedding day and gave him a lap dance.
I'm not done.
Then, after she gave a lap dance to my husband, she humped luscious Johnny V's leg while they were dancing.
What?
Whoa. Amy, I give you an Oscar for that performance about acting like, you know, we thought of the lap dance of your husband at your wedding, but that was all
Missy.
I give you an Oscar for that performance. It was quite convincing. However, anybody that knows you knows that you called that spot.
Missy, did you ever hear this word in the business called kayfabe?
did you ever hear about not throwing your friends under a bus?
We gotta make them look any worse than
we make ourselves look on a daily basis.
Listen, we gotta throw Cindy under the bus to flatten that juicy ass of hers.
Oh. Just throw me under the bus.
No,
I get a bad reputation all by myself.
Listen, Cindy Rogers got in between Luscious Johnny B and my husband and was like, yeah, I'll help you now. I'm going to help you now. And you can't lie, Cindy, because I have it on the wedding video.
Oh, yeah, no, I did.
Pictures of it.
I just don't remember helping his leg. Like, what?
Wait, Cindy.
Maybe she had an itch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So she needed a cat's paw to scratch it?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another memory, I think. Cindy and I, we were at the hospital at the same time. We actually were in the same room because we both had concussions. So we were there together. I think, Missy, I think you guys were all there playing in, like, wheelchairs or something. Anything's possible.
Yeah, because it was a full weekend, and then WXW, they decided the next day to give the girls the night off.
Oh, my God.
We were all banged up.
So normal.
Debbie Sue was messed up, too. I would say I'm pretty talented.
Yeah, you can multitask.
Cindy makes up great songs on the road, too, like the I Got a Piece of.
And then you know what she does, too? She'll go out to eat with you. She'll order 50 pounds of food, eat a quarter pound of it, and then say, oh, no, dude, I'm stuffed. And I'm, like, looking at her going, you could feed all of Ethiopia and China with this. And they look at me like I'm going to eat it. And I'm like, no, I don't eat that. And they're all looking at me like, yeah, right, she probably ordered it for you. And I'm like, see, fuck with the fat girl, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a question. How about some thoughts on this last match with Allison Danger? I mean, everybody's going to be there. Let's hear some thoughts on that.
I won't be there.
It's going to be excellent.
Well, Cindy, I'm sorry to say. Cindy, I'm sorry to say.
What date was it?
Cindy?
Let Destiny talk.
Destiny here. I won't be there because I have a prior engagement, a family reunion, but I know you're going to tear down the house, and I just wish you well.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, I won't be there because if you've seen one Cindy Rogers match, you've seen them all.
Oh!
Wow,
and my favorite ones I was in the ring for, so. Please. This is what you got. Ready? This is what you got. At some point, there's going to be some sort of high knee. There's going to be at least one CCB attempt before she can actually even get it locked in. There's going to be a lot of leg submissions. There's going to be a lot of leg submissions. Yep, that's what a Cindy Rogers match looks like.
A Russian leg sweep and a Mr. Perfect.
And
for good measure, they'll probably be one of those Bret Hart bumps chest first out of the corner. Because one of those should be in every Cindy Rogers match. I still can't wait to see it on tape.
You know what you forgot too? When she locks up and she rolls around, you know, and they roll her off the ropes around the ring, or they schoolboy, well in our case schoolgirl, and they roll back and forth all around like a little ball. You forgot
That's
those
fine.
Spots too.
She doesn't do that with like those spots with everybody though.
You didn't do that with me and Allison, right?
You know, while I got you here, you got something going on my listeners would be interested in. I guess everybody here would be interested in this, the Acid Fest, too. You want to give that a little plug?
Yeah, Sunday, July 10th, 4 o'clock call time at the arena in Philadelphia. We're doing Acid Fest, too. It's a $10 donation at the door, gets you in. There'll be 8 matches. I will be in action. Amy will be in action. Any Social will be in action.
We're tagging.
It's the three of us as Acid Angels against the Island of Misfit Toys, which is Don Montoya, Eric C. Jones, and Ian Knox. Anybody who wants more information can go to www.acidfestswirl.com, and all the information's there.
Cool. Who else is going to be on the card? Do you have the matches?
I have the matches that have been announced. We're in the process of finalizing the card. It should be done by the end of the weekend. Right now, what we have is the match I just gave you, Adam Cole versus Ryan McBride. Fabulous John McChesney's coming in. He'll be taking on Azriel and J.C. Wessler in a three-way.
That'll be the match.
And that's all we have right now. The other announcement we just put out the other day is that Wife Beater, who many people will remember from CZW, will be making an appearance at the show, at the arena. It'll be the first time he stepped into the arena in years. So he'll be making an appearance. I'll also have an announcement, hopefully by the beginning of next week, in regards to those people that can't make it to the show. I'm in the middle of trying to secure an internet pay-per-view deal. It's pretty much almost done, so we'll be announcing that as well.
Cool. That's a very cool thing.
Thanks for letting me plug that.
Oh, my
Thanks,
pleasure.
Thanks, Cindy, for letting me plug that that stuff on your show.
No problem.
Jan is awful quiet.
I know, she talks too much.
Jan is always quiet. What you don't know is she's only 2 hours into doing her hair. She's got to be up for another three.
Oh, I haven't even got started yet. I have to do my hair after the 25th. It's going to be several hours of me sitting unbraiding. It's going to be fun. But that's the life of a girl.
Okay. I love being a girl.
Some of my funnest moments are not actually in the ring, but on the road, or, you know, like, on the road, just going to the stores. There's a certain specialty shop near my home that we all went into to be funny. And
was it a porno shop?
Cindy wanted to buy it, but he got fingered.
You wanted to watch.
I went back looking for that, and Cindy embarrassed me.
Janelle, who's trying to be prim and proper, we went into a porn store near Janelle's house.
Cool.
And you know how, like, they do those porn movies that are, like, knockoff of, like,
got
real
a call
movies?
Coming in.
Hey, you. Everybody be quiet, please.
No? It says conversation one new. What happened with that? I just see it pop up on the screen. Okay, I thought it was a call coming in. Sorry.
Oh, false alarm. There was a movie called, you guys remember the movie? What was the actual movie called?
Which one?
Something like the courting of Freddy Singer or something.
The actual movie was called Freddy Got Fingered. Was the actual big mainstream movie. Well, they had like a porn called like the courting of Freddy's finger that Cindy was pretty impressed by.
I just saw that time. It was too funny.
But
we went in
because
you were looking for like a gag gift for like a birthday present because we were going to be going to Connecticut. Wasn't that the time?
It was for Mana, and I ended up getting that drag queen thing for Frankie Z.
And we got the
Wait. In the interest of being honest, I love you guys covering for me, but the truth is, it was probably not a gag gift. We were probably in there just shopping for me normally. Again.
We went in, and then we did actually buy the China one.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember the time we went to Fantasy Gifts by my house? It was me, you, Cindy, and Artie took us out to dinner, and then afterwards you tasted the Dickalicious Missy surprise and used it on Artie?
I did. It was raspberry flavor.
It was. It was like a mental raspberry. And when I used it that night, I looked at him, I go, you know, Missy Sampson had her mouth on your Dickalicious before I did. And he looked at me, he goes, well, there you have it, folks. That's wife number two.
That's right. I'm kind of the sexual deviant guinea pig. That's me. It's fine. I'm okay with
you know that. You know what, guys? Seriously, you know, all of us are here on the phone. And, like, everybody hears us. We're like giddy schoolgirls and all. But one thing, I'm totally going to be shooting and straight on this one. Me, Missy, Cindy now. We've done stuff with Jana on the road. We've done stuff with Destiny on the road and at the shows and stuff. But, you know, if you notice, we all have that same passion and common interest in pro wrestling, and very few stories and stuff are being told about that. Not because we don't want to share it with the fans or the people out there, but a lot of people know the deals and stuff like that. One thing you're seeing here is there's a bond here. We're not just friends. We're not just like fellow wrestlers. We're family. Like when holidays come around, we're with one another. You know, we ring in the New Year's together. We do barbecue together. We go through hell and back. When one's down, we're all there for them to pick them up. And that's something that's very rare. And you know what, Cindy, since the first time I met you, I generally adored you. Hey, I always respected you as a wrestler, and I can honestly say I think everybody tonight will say the same thing. You are one to me. You're one of the most talented female wrestlers that are out there. Whether you believe it or not, you really are. You have a lot of talent. You always held yourself with dignity and class, even though you hung out with us fucking rejects. But you always had a good heart. You were a good person. You were very non-selfish. You know, and I got to honestly say, any time that I did anything with any of these girls on the phone, whether it was me and Destiny back in the Corluzzo days or Jana with Kevin Knight or anybody, we always had a good time, and I always look forward to it because I knew I was going to have a good time. And Cindy, I don't just think of you as one of my chooches. You're not just my Elvis chooch. You're my little sister. You, Missy, Jana, Janelle, and you guys are my sisters, man. And you know, I just love you, man. I love you, man. I love you.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Very well.
And I'll be honest with you. It's a sad day that for the wrestling world, in the sense that they're not gonna see your bright smile in the ring with your wet hair and your leather coat and your black spandex and your big juicy ass and your talent. And it's a shame. It's a shame that is coming to an end. But like most good things, things have to come to an end. And I'm glad you're getting to go out the way you want to go out. And not by the way of somebody dictating it to you. So God bless you. And I wish you all the best in the adventures. And listen, fucker, you better still come to all my parties because I'll hunt you the fuck down and beat you up.
Oh my goodness, Mike.
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere.
I can't see commentator manager something.
That's what I said because, like, you know, like one door closes but another one opens, and I can't see Cindy going the way I can see her commentating.
Yeah. I've already been
hello.
Talk to you about.
Got a call.
We got a call. Hello, 42nd Street, Pete. Sounds like the name of a hooker.
Nah.
It's
who is that? No.
It's Franny.
Hey.
Sounds like a lot of shenanigans going on.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chooch.
What's up, Franny?
Granny? Really?
Am I wrong?
Are you older than me?
No.
Oh, I didn't say granny.
You might be wrong. I'm getting a lot of feedback here.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm hearing everything in triplicate.
Yes. Okay. Right.
I don't know how I feel about three Cindy Rogers out there.
Well, we got Jana, we got Destiny, we got Amy, we got Aaliyah, we got Missy, we got everybody. So it's your turn.
Party.
Wait, you got me.
Yeah, I know. We got you.
I'm the one putting you on here.
It's Mercedes.
This is the important one.
Is that my wife?
Not after June 25th, she's not. I'm writing you out of the history book, sister.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy Rogers. It's been too long.
What was
I feel like I should be sitting here stroking a white cat in a nice reclining chair.
I'm so lost right now.
You're not lost. It's Alice in Danger.
Oh, my God.
You're not lost. It's Alice in Danger, Sydney's opponent.
You're slow to the game, but you're not lost.
I'm not lost.
I was just saying, it took me a minute. I'm like, who is
this? Oh, my God. Cindy, you are such a blonde wannabe.
Right away when I heard her voice.
It's hard to hear when everyone's talking over each other.
Nobody was talking. Don't even try.
Whatever.
How many years were we on the road and you heard my voice? How many trips to K&W did we make?
True, and Cracker Barrel and...
and Cracker Barrel and everywhere else. I-95 knew us well.
Oh, yes. Great time in North Carolina.
So are you ready for the 25th, Cindy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you going to cry? You going to cry like
absolutely.
A baby?
Probably. I will admit, last month I had my last match with Mercedes, and I have to admit, I did. I cried at the end. I will admit.
Did we all cry at the end of a match with Mercedes if she chops us?
Well, I was lucky she didn't chop me.
See, I watch matches with Mercedes, and I cry for her opponent.
Oh. Yeah,
you all know what I'm talking about. Each and every one of you know.
Yes, I do.
I've taken one chop, and that was Little Feather's fault, and I never forgave her for it.
What did I do?
You were late for something in the ring, and I ended up getting chopped.
I was late for something.
Honey, you were always late for something.
I was just going to say, probably the whole match.
Hey, Amy, you chopped me at Marty's show.
Who did?
You did. Marty's show in Levittown? The show at the bar?
Was I drunk?
Hmm? Well, probably. The show is at a bar.
Cindy was asking for it.
So Allison, are you going to be good with going to the bathroom before the match so you won't have to go during the match?
I don't know. It depends how long we got to stretch this match out for. I promise nothing. I have a post-tired bladder. It's worse now.
Real quick.
I still talk like, about that match.
Yeah, we were actually...
Remember being on the outside because you got kicked?
We're doing the garbage
stuff. All I remember
the
garbage is
that, stuff, but the Heart Foundation.
Oh, you and the People's Elbow.
That
the People's
the
Elbow where I got two blown up and I just fell from my knees.
Man, she talks
that,
too much.
That could go down as one of the greatest tag matches of all time. The greatest tag match that was seen by about 15 people.
That's right.
Any last words for Cindy before we got to wrap this up?
My daughter just popped on and said, "Hi, Sandy." Took me a while to remember
Cindy.
Her name too.
I'll go. You know what I'll do? I'll do it. Missy, you go first.
Yeah, my final words for Cindy are: if you're leaving the business, is there a chance we can get Allison to move back to the East Coast?
Well, I'll do the East Coast Cindy Rogers instead of the West Coast one.
Okay, Mana, because let Mana talk, because he's long distance. Any last words, Mana?
Yeah, Cindy, I'm glad at least you're getting out of the business with your buddy and tech, man. You kept your dignity by staying with all the, not doing all the TNA and stuff, and I'm really proud of you for what you've done over your career, man. And I think, look, I'm really glad you're getting out on while you're turning 40, kid, so good on you.
Destiny.
I love you, Cindy. I'll get going, but I love you, okay? Love you too, buddy. All right, see you later, bye. Call me soon. Bye. Destiny. Destiny. Hey, Pete. Hey,
your
Cindy.
Turn.
Like I said, Cindy, I won't be there, but I'll be there in spirit. And I wish you well in all your future endeavors, and I hope to see you in some capacity back at WSU. You could manage, you could commentate, you could referee, right?
Yep. Now, the one thing I'm probably going to end up doing is he's been talking to me about commentary. So you'll probably still see my mug around.
Excellent.
Oh, great.
Great girl. Love you.
Love you, too.
Aaliyah.
Cindy, I'm not going to say goodbye because it's not like you're going anywhere. I mean, you're not going to wrestle, but, you know. I still love you, and we're friends, and we'll always be. We'll always be. You know, like, I'm going to miss you in the ring, because, I mean, I haven't been running forever, but when I get you all that, who am I going to wrestle that, you know, is going to take care of me and love me, and, you know, just beat me up and laugh. Allison, want to wrestle when I get better?
Allison, what do I want to do, huh? I got a kid breaking into my jewelry box.
Huh?
Oh. Your turn.
My turn?
No, but Cindy, you're a really good-hearted person, and I love you to death, and I wish you the best with everything.
Oh, thank you. Love you, too.
Your turn, Jana.
Cindy, I've known you for pretty much my entire career, and I'm really grateful that I have gotten a chance to wrestle you and haven't gotten a chance to get to know you. And we're still the WXW Women's Tag Team Champions. Don't forget that. You are retired.
Right.
That. Don't forget that. Do not forget that. And I know I'm going to see you soon. So this is just a change in your life. It's not an ending. It's just a change.
Thank Allison.
I refuse to get sad because we'll still be Facebook friends. So it's been an amazing ride with you, and I think that the WSU match could probably be the greatest match we'll ever have, and I'm going to kick your ass on the way out, girl. And I guarantee somebody's getting kicked in the box in our match. I don't know who it's going to be. One of us is going to get kicked in the crotch, because it just always happens that way.
Nice. Are you going to help me to the back again this time, at least?
No, I think it wasn't it Nick that helped you to the back?
Carried me, yeah.
Yeah, I think he carried you, and I just ordered him around in my typical Alice in Danger fashion.
I know. I'm lying on the ground, and I get the ref to get her back over to me so she can help me out. And I tell her what's wrong, and she goes, "Yeah, nothing better than a kick to the cooter."
Yeah, and then I think I laughed too hard to actually help you get up.
After I got dumped Pepsi on me, but that's okay.
Cindy Lou from Whoville. I'm not going to say goodbye because, of course, we'll still be doing our family parties and hanging out and all that crazy stuff. But I do thank you for being my friend, being a true friend, and being an honest person. And, you know, like I said before, you're real. What you see is what you get. You're a lot of fun to be around. You're a lot of fun to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing Allison kick your ass on the 25th. Allison,
yes.
Do me one favor, though. Give her a spank in the ass for me, I beg of you. And actually, Cindy, you know what I'm really looking forward to? Is I'm looking forward to sitting behind that commentary desk at WSU and you and I just breaking everybody's balls like we like to do. So I will see you soon, my friend. Don't forget to put the 4th of July on your calendar because Unc said he expects you to be there. So I will see you soon. We will celebrate that night. We will, and I will celebrate watching Allison kick your ass. And you know what? One door closes, another one's open, and you know what? You ain't going nowhere. You're like fucking herpes. You'll pop up somewhere. So I love you. Wow. I love you, Cindy Rogers. I love you.
Mama,
I love you, baby.
And a personal note, it's been great to watch you throughout your career, and you know you're always welcome back on the show, and I want to thank all you ladies for participating, and this is 42nd Street Pete saying we'll see you at the matches on the 25th, Cindy Rogers retirement match, Cindy versus Allison Danger, don't miss this one, if you can't beat her in person, grab it on an internet pay-per-view, and that's all we got, see you soon.
Always making fresh beat. Welcome to the Grindhouse. It's a man, 42nd Street Pete.
seconds, baby. Get down at the grindhouse, baby. Always meeting fresh meat. Welcome to the grindhouse. There's a man 40 seconds.
Hurry, 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 step right up to the ticket window for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night 24-7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about the man with no name? Django, yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS, all those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday.